So the Canadian government has announced it's going to double its funding for, I guess, online security issues and the prevention of attacks to $155 million, I believe. Is this in reaction to kind of what happened to the American banks, or is it a preemptive move in terms of this Auditor General report that came out last week, or is it a bunch of different things, or?
I think it's a bunch of different things, all of those combined. Plus, there has been quite a few critical comments made in the by people like me and others that the you know there's a question of the volume of resources, but also the approach that's being taken, and those are two different things. So the volume of resources that was put forward originally in the cybersecurity strategy in 2010, most people thought, well, this is not enough to meet the problem. And so I think it's in part a response to that. And then also the Auditor General report being quite critical, saying, you know, pointing out something like the CSIRC is only open 9 to 5, right? So they're putting in more resources. And then internationally, this is probably something that a lot of people don't see, that there is a lot of activity internationally. Governments are really kind of now realizing, oh man, we have to kind of be engaged here. And Canada, my sense is up until recently, Canada has been seen as kind of absent. And that's a foreign policy issue, not a public safety Canada issue. So I think just generally there's a kind of recognition, okay, we're not doing enough here, we have to do more. The key question for me is not just, okay, you throw money at it and you think that's going to solve the problem, it's a mistake. I think that we could really risk doing some damage to civil society, to liberal democracy in this country if we don't do it right. And so I'm just as concerned with how we do it than how much we do.
I'm sure you know of that a number of, I guess, hackers, we can call them, based, or they were at least tracked back to Iranian universities, launched a number of kind of cyber attacks against major American banks, HSBC, and British banks as well, in September. And I guess if you tie in that with Canada's recent kind of difficult relationship with the Iranian government, and that, you know, the embassy's been closed down and diplomatic relations have been cut off. Isn't a similar such cyber attack imminent or to be expected, or is there any?
Well, I think the best way to answer, you know, you can't talk about specific attacks, but the best way to approach it is by stepping back and looking at what's been going on over the last like 5 years, where